The Quinnipiac Chamber of Commerce is your source for business-to-business connection in Wallingford and North Haven. Since 1915, the Chamber has been serving your community with business promotion, networking opportunities, themed events, and a complete resource of business and organizational supports. Join the Chamber today. Call 203-269-9891 or go online at www.quincham.com. QUINNCHAM.com. The Quinnipiac Chamber of Commerce. And welcome to another edition of the Quinnipiac Chamber of Commerce podcast. I'm Ray Andrewson, Executive Director of the Quinnipiac Chamber. Every other week, we bring you one of our businesses, small, medium, large, from a variety of types of business, solopreneurs, restaurant, retail, manufacturers, finance, investment, information technology. We bring all sorts of categories to this podcast. Today, it's all about IT and cybersecurity, keeping your online and your outer world connections safe and managing it on a regular basis. From right here in Wallingford, Telrepco is the company we're talking about today. Joining us, Paul Forsch, he's CEO of Telrepco. Paul, it's great to have you here.
Thanks for having me, Ray. I appreciate it.
And Mike Asunto is Technology Account Manager. Mike, great to see you and hear you, I should say.
You as well, Ray. Thanks.
Yeah, this is a podcast. We are hearing each other, not seeing each other. So, Paul, I'm going to just start with you, if we might. Let's just talk in general terms. I'm meeting you in the parking lot, the elevator, the variety of services offered by Telrepco.
Yeah, absolutely. So we as a company have been around since 1984. We're coming up on our 40th anniversary. So Telrepco has always been a technology provider. So in 1984, when the company was first formed, we primarily focused on switch technology. So we repaired telephone technology, telephone switches. Some of the bigger customers we had back then were like AT&T. Over the years, the company has evolved. In the mid-90s, we would build servers and send those out. And then post 9/11, we had been working with AT&T, and they were going to deploy toughbooks out to their field technicians. And that's really how we got into the toughbook business. So we deployed over 1,200 toughbooks out to AT&T. And then as grant money became available for law enforcement and public safety, they wanted rugged technology as well. And as the technology evolved, here we are today. So Telrepco, its core business, we provide rugged technology and mobility solutions to public safety, anywhere you're going to need rugged technology, whether it's transportation, logistics. The other part of the business is we do managed services. So we provide cybersecurity, backup, disaster recovery, those types of things. Some of our customers are that we provide technology to would be like Connecticut State Police, Hartford Police, New Haven Police, pretty much many of the new municipalities in the state of Connecticut, we provide some type of technology services to.
Remarkable, the widespread of the company as well. Mike, we'll be talking with you in just a moment. I have another question for you, Paul, in terms of just sort of in general about technology itself. I mean, We had an agrarian culture that was transformed by the Industrial Revolution in the 1700s, early 1800s, that bore fruit here in Connecticut and Hartford to insurance companies,
right?
The need to insure. And also we started to have technology and technological changes like electricity and telephone and so on and so forth, late 19th century, and then travel changed in the 20th century. Now it's information, and we are in an information age and this remarkable digital age with technology that is transforming our lives. So you have to keep up on all this technology every day that is so fast afield. How do you do it?
So for me, it's my personal passion. Prior to taking over Telrepco and purchasing the business, I was a senior director of strategy for United Healthcare, and I ran a lot of their technology there. So I built their provider portal. I built a lot of the things that allow providers to do benefit requests for information and claims submittals and those types of things. And I've been in and around technology for the past 25 years. So my passion is around this technology. It's around omni-channel and digital creation and the digital divide, and being able to provide that technology to people and not only now in public safety, but also to businesses and help them breach that digital divide. So yeah, there is that element. But if you're excited about what you do every day, it's not a job, right? And that's what keeps me going and keeps the folks here at Telrepco going, is we're all passionate about it. And we like to make sure that we're providing that excellent service and we're extremely knowledgeable about the technology.
Well, you go out, Mike Asunto, you go and talk to a lot of the clients as a technology account manager. So you're actually out there day in, day out in the field. What are some of the concerns some of the clients have been expressing to you? Things that I guess they say they just don't understand. Is it knowledge and they need your expertise? Is it just concern about the safety of their information messaging? And they're probably coming to you with a level of vulnerability and you have to provide the right product for them.
Yeah, there are a number of things. You know, obviously technology is changing every day. So it's how do we keep up with what's out there now? How do we plan for what's coming in the future? AI is something that's talked about a lot right now, but there are also a lot of vulnerabilities with AI, even though it's there to help businesses. So keeping up with changing trends, not only in business, but technology as well, knowing the customers, knowing their field, knowing who they're working with, their operations, and just providing solutions based on what they need daily.
Yeah. And of course, you're seeing upfront and personal, you know, how they use everything from laptops, security cameras, just even how they keep safe, you know, in that regard. And, you know, Paul and Mike, this question for both of you. In terms of the companies, the size of the organizations that you work with, if you have a solopreneur, it's probably self-contained, but if you have a small office of five or six, if you have a lot of office turnover, that could be challenging. If you're an organization with 100 employees, that's a lot of people to take care of who have access to technology. Mm-hmm. So as the umbrella sort of fans out or expands, the needs are greater. So how do you tackle some of these businesses based on size?
Yeah, I mean, I would say our sweet spot is that solo entrepreneur anywhere, you know, up to 50 to 100 seats. Anything more than that, you really start to get into industrial size kind of IT at that corporate level. But, you know, for us, it's we've got systems in place that make it easy for us to be able to monitor what's happening within that customer's or client's network and then be able to provide them, you know, 24/7 monitoring. So part of that AI that Mike talked about was we deploy AI for our cybersecurity as well. So that AI is out there. It's watching the network. It's constantly doing updates and it's doing it automatically. And then if there's anything that looks fishy on a network, it'll prompt one of my folks here. And then we'll go take a look at it. So there's kind of two sides to that, which is, you know, there's the AI, which is making it easier for folks to be able to do their jobs. And, you know, to a point around that is it's also making it easier for cyber criminals to leverage technology. With ChatGPT and, you know, some of the other artificial intelligence technologies that are coming out, the bad guys are leveraging that too. So, I mean, I think you're seeing that come out now. And it makes our jobs a little bit more difficult. But if you're constantly updating your technology and you're updating the services that you're using, you're going to catch those things.
It's amazing when I think about, you know, catching everything, and you think of a municipality like Handen that just had a security breach, and mm-hmm. that cost the town millions and millions of dollars. So not employing some type of cybersecurity, consistent cybersecurity effort can be very, very expensive.
And what happens in those cases, and you know, we're just by the nature of our business, we're also involved with the FBI. So when we talk with those folks, the conversations that we have are, you know, primarily around it's not like the old days where somebody needed a back door, right? They're going to send you a phishing email and they're going to, or send you some type of other email that you're going to get malware on. And that malware is going to give them access to your network. And what happens is what's most common today is they're waiting and they're looking at your network. They're seeing who's sending what emails, who's doing what, what bank accounts you're using. And in the case of New Haven School District, that's what we're kind of seeing came out of that. Don't have firsthand knowledge other than what I've seen in the news. But, you know, when they're talking about the COO, you know, getting spoofed on their email and them changing account information, that's how that's how they're doing it. And in that case, you know, I think they've recovered $3 of the $6 million that they lost, but still a school district, you know, like New Haven, $3 million is still a lot of money, you know? And,
yes, it is.
And these days, you know, most businesses can't afford to be down without a computer network for more than a couple of hours. And in some cases, you know, in some businesses, it costs upwards of $100,000 an hour for you to be down. And I think what I've read most recently is that the basic cyber attack costs the business upwards of, you know, anyone from $800,000 to $1 million. You know, a lot of small businesses and can't afford that. And if you get hit, sometimes those businesses go out of business, unfortunately.
Yeah,
they can't recover.
Well, and Mike, when you go out and talk to these businesses as well, and you want to sort of focus on their needs, but you do want to kind of sober them up. I mean, I think if you're a little lackadaisical or sort of like, hey, you know, it's no problem. You know, I can identify spam in an email. You know, it's not an issue. You kind of have to really make them aware that this could be a significant inhibitor to the day-to-day operations for any business. So how do you get that across without scaring somebody?
Yeah, you couldn't have said it better. You never want to use scare tactics, but what it comes down to is data breaches and cyber attacks can result in hundreds of thousands of dollars of lost revenue, up to millions of dollars, like Paul said. So it's important for them to be proactive instead of reactive. Have a plan, you know, establish a plan for backup disaster recovery. You know, train your employees. We always stress training your employees. How often are you getting an email that says click here for this, but it looks like it's something that came from internal? You know, it comes down to even social media. How many times have you scrolled by a post on social media that says, post your first car here? Well, you just gave away one of your security questions for your banking information, you know? So we stress that, as well as multi-factor authentication. So not only your password, but also receiving an email or even a text message, you know, saying, is this really you?
And I think just being sort of wise and skeptical, good practice. And you mentioned the what's your first car? Why would you ask that? You know, that doesn't come up in everyday conversation, but on Facebook, it can, or somebody might post something on the other social media platforms as well.
Exactly.
So it's kind of scary. So let's talk about law enforcement a little bit. You've actually dealt with law enforcement. They've been one of your clients, and you have the fiduciary relationship with the FBI, but also with local police departments. You know, police departments are clients. They need your help and expertise. So without giving away some of the, I guess you could say, the secrets of the business in this case, how do you work with a law enforcement? Because they're so critical and so vital.
Yeah.
And actually, they work with us trying to solve some of these cyber crimes.
Most of, so a lot of the services that we're providing is primarily the technology itself. So the hardware itself. So we're providing them with the rugged technology in the cars. We're providing them with e-ticketing systems. We're providing in case of this Connecticut State Police, we're providing the in-car cameras and the body cameras, as well as helping them configure those cameras and those types of things. You know, we've done some building of images for them. So in one case, in particular case of a large city here in Connecticut, we've built their image and did image services for them. But when it comes to like their own network, because of the size of the municipalities that we're working with, typically they have their own folks. And especially in the state, the case of the state police, you know, those guys are excellent at what they do in terms of the folks that we work with, and extremely knowledgeable. So they come to us specifically for that technology, you know. So the modems that the Connecticut State Police run in their cars, we work with them on those, configuring those modems and stuff. They'll work with us on that.
And you also work with transportation facilities and companies. You know, there's a lot of goods out there.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't take much for something to get in the wrong hands, or you know, to also have to navigate, I guess, the challenges of transporting goods from point A to point B. So commercial enterprises certainly could use your expertise.
Let me give you an example of that. So we have a customer that's based here in Connecticut. They're an international company and they're a rail inspection company. So we worked with them to specifically select a device so that they would allow them to more easily go out internationally. And in this case, they were in England. Do rail inspections. So you know how many situations we've had of train derailments here in the United States. This company does that, and they do it internationally. So they have offices in Switzerland, they have offices in England, in Europe, and they go out and they do rail inspections, and they use our technology to almost do a photo of each of the sections of rail, and then they compile that and do their inspections that way.
Wow. So I got to ask you both about something called, I love the product name, the Tough Book. I love it. So it's, if you're out in, I guess, in construction field, or if you're out working the outdoors, or if you work in what might be an environmentally challenging environment, if something could break or slip or, you know, a bit get picked up by a forklift, whatever. So Mike, you got to sell the Tough Book when you're out there and tell people about that, right?
Yeah, I mean, the product name definitely helps sell itself. But yeah, it's an absolutely rugged device. You know, you see competitors out there, Dell, Lenovo, they say that they have, their so-called rugged devices. But these are military grade. These are tested rigorously in the manufacturer's facilities. They are put to the test daily, not only by public safety, law enforcement, fire, but also your construction, like you said, manufacturing industries. I mean, if you hold one of these in your hand, you're gonna realize a big difference in the type of computer that it is. You know, you're not gonna be afraid to drop it. You know, of course, don't drop it. Never drop your technology. But if you do, you're gonna be a lot safer than if you had another product.
So just to wrap up, one other thing we didn't touch on too much about is actually the managed IT service that you provide, which is a very significant portion of your work. So, Paul, just give us the pitch about the managed IT and how you mentioned that sweet spot from the solopreneur on up to 100 employees, how somebody listening could engage that.
So what when we work with those customers, it's primarily we're the ones taking over the responsibility for the IT. We could also be in a situation where we're working in collaboration with somebody who else works on site, and they're doing kind of the day to day, but we're doing the updates. We're looking at cybersecurity. We're making sure that the servers are updating. From soup to nuts on that, we're the ones taking over responsibility for the IT. And making sure that if something goes down, that our folks are on it. But we also do, IT strategy planning. So if you're looking at growing a facility, would you need to add additional folks, voice over IP, IT voice over IP for phone systems? We do that as well. So we run the gamut of, different types of support for IT for any kind of solution that you're looking for.
Yeah. Well, we encourage you, all of you here, our chamber members and beyond, to think about security, think about cybersecurity specifically, anything from that Tough Book and cameras to managed IT services. It's an important component in keeping your business active and certainly secure and safe. Mike, you're on the road a lot, so they can contact you.
Yeah, absolutely. They could also visit our website, telrepcomsp.com. What we'd also like to do for the chamber members as a chamber exclusive is not only offer, a free network scan, we'd like to offer the first month of the managed services to the chamber members at no cost.
Perfect. Thank you. And that's a great value. Certainly helps for every business who's listening. And Paul, I know that because you love the technology, and this is your beat, you welcome questions too and engagement with some of your clients so they can contact you directly.
Absolutely. Yep. Absolutely. Yeah. They can always reach us through telrepco.com. And they could always, get us through. Telrepco.com is the easiest way to get a hold of us.
Excellent. Great. Well, Paul Force, CEO, Mike Asunto, Technology Account Manager, Telrepco right here in Wallingford. Thanks for being our guest today on the Quinnipiac Chamber of Commerce podcast.
Thanks again for your time, Ray.
Thanks, Ray.
If you, as a member, would like to be a guest on the Quinnipiac Chamber of Commerce podcast, please contact Executive Director Ray Andrewson at 203-269-9891. Email randrewson@quincham.com. That's randrewson@quincham.com.